The question for today is, do you know the Lord God Almighty? Listen to what I'm saying. The Lord God Almighty. What I'm trying to say is, do you know that Jesus Christ is the Lord God Himself? This sermon is basically about a testimonial encounter with one of my friends, Jehovah Witness. And if any of my Jehovah Witness friends are listening, and those that don't want to be my friend, call a friend. Tell them to tune in to KPRO for this message. It's about building your hope on a solid rock. I don't know, many of you are building your hope on the wrong ground, but we need to build our hope on a solid rock. And this rock is Jesus Christ, God Himself. I'm saying that because I know you don't believe that Jesus Christ is God, but Jesus came here in the flesh, manifested Himself as God. Listen to this sermon very carefully.
We're coming to you this afternoon from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 46 through 48. We're going to be sharing with you, building your hope on a solid rock.
Things which I say, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. Verse 48 said, he is like a man which build a house and dig deep and lay the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on a rock. I'd like to share with you this theme this evening. Are you standing on a solid rock? Are you standing on a solid rock? People today are being tossed and turned by every wind of doctrine. We're living in a day when many are falling away from the faith because they are falling today after every other doctrine but the doctrine of Jesus. Every little thing that sounds halfway good, somebody follow after. What about you today? Are you building your faith and your hope on a solid foundation? Are you building your faith and your hope on a solid foundation? Here in Luke 6, 46, Jesus speaking here. He said in verse number 46, why call me Lord, Lord, and you're not obeying me? Does that remind you of somebody today? Why call me Lord? He went on one point to say, why call me? Don't call me good. Why are you calling me Lord, Lord, and you won't even obey? He said in verse 47, not only should you be a hearer, you got to be a doer. And then in verse 48, he tells us what a man is like who lays his foundation upon a rock. As we meditate here in these few minutes, think about how you are building. What type of foundation are you building on? Here we see in these verses that security or insecurity is founded by laying a spiritual foundation. When we lay the foundation on everlasting life, which is in Christ, the only hope of glory. We must build upon a rock. My Bible tells me that this rock is Jesus. 1 Corinthians 10 and 4. This rock is Jesus. I'm talking about a building not made by hands. I'm talking about, are you building a spiritual foundation? That's the one that's going to last. Not talking about these interior buildings here on earth that will remain here on earth. But the building that you ought to be concerned about is building up of your soul. Are you building your hope on a solid rock? You see, when you're building your faith and hope upon a rock, you can be sure of eternal security. When you build your faith and hope upon the rock, Jesus, my friend, is the only true foundation. A Jehovah Witness knocks on my door. There's a Jehovah Witness out there. My soul just got glad because he had just intent my subject. But little did he know that he was going to meet another Jehovah Witness. I said, little did he know he was going to meet another Jehovah Witness. We commenced to talk about his God and my God. He began to reminisce a little bit about the Old Testament. My wife always tells me, don't cut in, let some people talk a little bit. I tried to. But after about a minute and a half, I got tired of listening to that Old Testament stuff that wasn't doing me no good. Not the Holy Spirit. Do you know Jesus as your personal Lord? That's it. Then he said, let me show you a scripture. That's not what I asked you. But he's still trying to take me back to the Old Testament. And I said, what you're saying is real, because I got that in my Bible. I said, what we disagree on is your God and my God are two different gods. I said, you don't believe that Jesus Christ was God manifested in the flesh. No. Then I began to share some scriptures with him.
you talk to him, you better have some on your heart to give him right here. And the first thing that came to my mind, the one I like to use so much, 1 Timothy 3:16, let there be no controversy. God was manifested in the church. I said, now, tell me, what are you going to do with that scripture? Are you going to take it out and throw it away? Or are you going to believe what God has said? I said, now go to your Bible and show me the same thing. He said, I can't find it. I said, I'm not even going to use the word Trinity because I know you don't like it. But I told him, I said, I believe in the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He said, that's impossible. All things are possible with God. I said, but with you, it's impossible. How can one man be going around in three different personalities? I said, as long as you stay eternal, mind can never understand the process of God. As long as you keep on rejecting the Son, you can never know the Holy Ghost. And if you don't know the Holy Spirit, how can you be taught in all truth? You reject one, my friend. I told him, you reject the other. Well, my Bible says that God can't die. I said, you're right about that. Jesus died. I said, no, he didn't. Oh, we had a good conversation. I said, no, he didn't. I said, no man took his life. I said, he gave it for you, and he gave it for me. And I said, what you didn't do, you didn't read down further enough. I read when he got up one day. Didn't just get up. Got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. My God rose up. And I said, every other God that came and claimed that they felt themselves to be God is still waiting for the resurrection.
Are you building your hope on the Lord Jesus Christ today? You know that Jesus, he is the only way. And the Bible says, no man can come to the Father but by him. He is the only way, the truth, and the life. And the Bible says, what will it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his only soul? I stop by to tell you today that if you miss Jesus Christ in this world, if you miss Jesus, well, what do you mean, Brother Moore, if I miss Jesus? If you reject Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, did you know that there is no hope for you in the afterlife? The Bible I read said that if you leave this earth without Jesus, in hell you'll lift up your eyes. Just like the story of the rich man and Lazarus in St. Luke chapter 16, beginning at verse 19. It's about the rich man and Lazarus. And nobody in their right mind want to go to a place called hell. The rich man, when he got there, then he tried to change his life. It was too late. And I'm saying today, if you miss Jesus Christ, while the blood is running warm in your vein today, if you don't accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, it will be too late for you also, just like it was for that rich man. Now, the rich man didn't go to hell because he was rich. He went to hell because he refused to receive God's only Son. He left all his riches behind. I've never seen a hearse backed up by a U-Haul truck hauling the dead person's belongings to the gravesite. You're going to leave it behind, my friend.
To all of my listeners out there, those that do not know Jesus Christ in the pardon of their sin, if you have the same mentality that Jesus Christ is not your God, you have a major problem. You see, when you reject Jesus, you also reject God. And when you reject God, you are rejecting his Holy Spirit. And if you die in that state of rejecting the Holy Spirit of God, the Bible said that is a sin that is unforgivable, because you rejected the only way to heaven. You rejected the Son of God, the only one that is able to save you. That is on your shoulders. You will wind up just like the rich man with no hope, because you did not build your hope on the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.